Welcome to the 14QTV podcast. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Lil Simi, and welcome to another episode of 14 Key and Urban Podcast. It's just me today, no guests, but that's okay, because we're going to dive deep into some fascinating topics and have a great time. So grab a seat, relax, and let's get this episode started. All right, so let's kick off things with some urban news and updates. There's always something happening in our vibrant cities, and I've got a few stories that caught my attention. So, of course, we have the Canada wildfires. Smoke threatens health of millions of people. Next, we have two dead in a shooting after a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia. Also, everything is drowning. Nova Kakhovka, I can't even pronounce that, y'all. Damn, collapses bring something. That's wild. And then it says Republicans angry over McCarthy debt deal block gas stove bills. Next up, we're going to talk about the music scene. As an artist myself, I'm always excited to share the latest tracks, trends, and artists making waves in our urban music industry. So let's get into it. So we got rap pioneer Yo-Yo is cooking up something new in hip-hop. 50th year of hip-hop. Then we have Sprite remixing Rapper's Delight for summer long hip-hop celebration. And last and not least, we have DJ Khaled, DMC, and Melly Mel talk hip-hop's roots in new educational video. Now, I want to make a moment to address a topic that's close to my heart, mental health in urban communities. It's crucial that we have open conversations about this and provide support to those who need it. Today, I want to share some tips and resources for maintaining a healthy mind and promoting well-being in our urban environment. Sometimes you gotta log out, you know, sometimes you gotta just be by yourself. Whatever works for you, but whatever you do, don't take your life. You can always call a crisis hotline near you if you're ever feeling, you know, like you want to do anything of that nature. All right. Moving on, I've received some interesting questions from our listeners, and I thought it would be great to answer a few on air. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to discuss in future episodes, don't hesitate to reach out. Let's see what we have today. So a lot of people ask me, you know, what DAW do I use when I produce beats? And the DAW I use is FL Studio. Sometimes I use Pro Tools depending on where I'm at and what I'm doing. I've also used BandLab, and BandLab is what? One free opportunity that you don't want to miss out on. BandLab.com, go to it. You're going to thank me. Alright, so it's time to wrap up the episode of 14 Key and Urban Podcast. I hope you enjoyed time together. Remember, stay connected and follow us on social media for updates on upcoming episodes and exciting news. Thanks for tuning in, fam. Stay true, stay positive, and keep striving for greatness. Until next time, this is Lil Simi signing off. Peace.